Hello, Burlington.
Life gets to be almost too hard to bear. I'm not afraid, because she's always there. One word of smile can change the day, and the thought of how she thrills me makes me sing.
Okay, actually, hello, Burlington. I wanted to give it a second. My name is DJ B, also Ivy, and this is my last show of the semester, if you can believe it. It's a little crazy. This whole year, my show has been The Charm. I don't know if I'll change it for next year, for next semester, but we might not. It might still be The Charm. I'm not super sure when my show will be next year, but stay tuned to our Instagram. It'll be on there. But before we start, let me tell you a little bit about pine cones. Did you know that pine cones can take over 3 years to fully develop? Once they reach maturity, pine cones release many seeds to bring life to more trees. Next time you go for a walk or are hammocking in the pines, take a second to appreciate how much energy it took for that tree to create the cone, for the wind to knock it off the tree, and for it to roll down onto the ground into your path, and how many other people's paths it has crossed in its long life. From your pinecone loving DJs here at 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. Before we get started, be sure to tune in Wednesday, 6 to 8 p.m. for exposure. It's also our last exposure of the semester, which will be very fun, and something that I'm looking forward to, even if I can only be there for setup this week. But we'll be on the air then. But yeah, I guess without further ado, I do have one more thing, but I might end up, let's see if I can get to my email. If not, we'll say it in a second. It's all gonna work out. Yeah, you know what, we're gonna say it in a second. Enjoy the music. Until then, bye-bye.
every single time I dream, I dream of you, girl. Every single time I dream of you. Every time I walk alone, I walk with you, girl. Every time I walk alone, I walk with you. I love you. Every time I see a face, that face is you, girl. Oh, oh. Every time I see a face, that face is you. I want you. Yes, I do. Every night when I'm alone, I think of you, girl. Every night when I'm alone, I cry for you. Longing just to be at home again with you, girl. How I long to be alone at home again with you. I love you. Yes, I do. I need you. Yes, I do.
That was 1 second. I can't actually see it. We'll see it in a second. That was Every Single Time I Dream, actually, by Greenflow. Right ahead of that was Play With Fire by The Rollers. We heard How Can I by Mark Mitchell. And Sock It To Me, Part 1 by The Deacons. And starting us off, our little, I don't know, intro song, I guess you can call it, was Girl Full of Charm by Soul Injection. Because this show, it is the charm. So what better way to celebrate it and start us off than Girl Full of Charm? That's a little reminder, I guess a little segue into our little reminder that the charm is generously written, underwritten, excuse me, by Higher Ground, a locally owned venue hosting a wide array of live music and events since 1998. Located just up the hill in South Burlington, Higher Ground brings fans closer to your, their favorite artists, and up-and-coming acts with nights of live music, comedy, and drag performances, and all of the energy. Summer is right around the corner, and outdoor shows are on the horizon. This season, Higher Ground presents Vampire Weekend, Mount Joy, Peach Pit and Briston Maroney, Gary Clark Jr., Iron and Wine, and I'm With Her, and so many more. The full calendar can be found online at higherground.music.com. And thank you very much again to Higher Ground for underwriting this show. It helps the station more than we can even explain in 10 seconds that we have left right here. Because up next is Girl of Constant Sorrow by Joan Baez. I've been listening to a lot of her again recently. I was on a wave for a little bit, and then I wasn't for a little bit. But now we're back with my girl Joan. But this is Girl of Constant Sorrow. Enjoy.
Girl of Constant Sorrow, have seen troubles all my days. I'm going back to California, place where I was partly raised. All through this world I'm bound to ramble, through sun and wind and driving rain. I'm bound to ride the western railways. Perhaps I'll take the very next train. I'm a stranger, my face you'll never see no more. There's one promise that is given, I'll see you on God's golden shore. I am a girl of constant sorrow, I've seen trouble. Place where I was partly raised.
Thank you.
Child by Letitia Sider. We heard Dustbeam by M.L. Butch. Who Knows the Path by Nico Gioris. And starting us off was Joan Baez with Girl of Constant Sorrow. Up next is Violet by You'll Never Get to Heaven.
Thank you. now and then, the fallen hangs a broken moon. I was always wasting my life. I'm broken. Once or twice I pray to Jesus. Never.
That was We're Lost by Feeble Is Glock. Right ahead of that was Ache by Chanel Beads. We heard The Fields by Nourished by Time. And starting us off was Violet by You'll Never Get to Heaven. For my last four songs of the semester, Please Baby Please by The New Symbols is going to start us off. Enjoy.
Girl, I've done everything that was possible to keep you, but now you want to leave.
Baby, please don't go.
Smiles and your tears, they're just soothing. today is a kiss sent from up above with an angel's love. So here's to you, may your skies be blue and your love blessed, that's my best to you. A kiss sent from above with an angel's love. So here's to you, may your skies be blue and your love blessed, that's my very best to you.
I can only give you country walks in springtime, the hand all when leaves begin to fall, and a love's burning light will burn warm the winter nights, that's all. There are those I know who have told you they could give you the whole round world for a toy. All I have are my arms to enfold you, and the love time can never destroy. If you're wondering what I'm asking in return, dear, you'll be so surprised to know that my demands are very small. Just say it's me that you adore for now and evermore. That's all.
That was That's All by Nina Simone. We heard My Best to You by Joni Mitchell before. My computer wanted to cut out there for a second, but we heard most of it. Boca Chica by Les Baxter. And starting us off was Please Baby Please by the new symbols. And just like that, the time is 4:51 p.m. today on Monday, April 28th. And that's all I have for the charm this semester. It's been an absolute pleasure to be here in the studio every week. But before I go, I'll tell you a little bit about the weather and the news. What's going on in Burlington? Right now it's 69 degrees outside. The sun is setting at 7:54 p.m. today, almost 8 p.m. We're getting close to the longest day of the year. It's saying to me on my phone that the UV is low, like on the WCAX, like, weather app. But I'm looking outside, the UV is not low. It is anything but. It's very warm out there. It's sunny and amazing. But tomorrow, we're seeing what's looking like a high of 79, almost 80. That's okay, yeah. It's going to be feeling like summer real soon. But the chance of rain is 50% with isolated thunderstorms. The sun will be setting tomorrow at 7:55, really increasing there. And the UV will be 6, so it'll be officially high. And just something to look forward to for the rest of the week. It's going to be a little chillier on Wednesday at a high of 53 degrees and a low of 37. Some rain showers throughout the week, especially going into the weekend on Friday and Saturday, but it's going to be a pretty consistent at least higher 50s, but we're seeing a lot of low to high 60s in the coming week and a half. But just something to, at least it's getting warmer now that it's finals, so we can really lose our minds while it's warm out, at least. In other news, the cynic writes, what the hell happened to Brennan's? I think I can say that. What the hell happened to Brennan's by Ashna Hillel. Returning to from winter break, students were shocked to find Brennan's pub completely stripped of its colorful chairs, tables, walls, student artwork, and soft lighting. The cozy UVM-inspired place had been replaced with a lifeless corporate feel with plastic furniture and plain walls. Students voiced strong opinions about the changes. A senior wrote and called the new design sterile and sad. While first year described it as boring, others felt it was gentrified, corporate, and lifeless. Christine Rowley, the interior designer, explained that the redesign was requested by the Davis Center to brighten and simplify the space. The goal was to make it more functional by replacing heavy furniture with lighter, movable options. Rowley also noted that the new design highlighted the carpet better. Soft furniture, including comfy chairs and couches, have been ordered, but these will be the only major changes. A mural project is also planned for the side wall, though the timeline is unclear. Many students miss the cozy atmosphere that made Brennan special. The loss of unique chairs and soft lighting has left the space feeling less inviting. The original chairs, part of the Flare Your Care campaign, were painted by groups of students to represent their clubs. Students cherished the connection to their peers, and the local sustainable furniture was a point of pride for UVM. Maddie White, Assistant Director of Marketing for the Davis Center, assured that the original furniture was not discarded but offered back to the clubs that decorated it. However, students still feel the loss of history and community those pieces represented. A junior expressed disappointment, saying that the change erased student group history and contradicted UVM's sustainability efforts. Brennan's was once a unique space where students could feel comfortable, a rarity on campus. Previous renovations were based on student feedback, so many feel the recent changes were made without consulting them. The space, though owned by UVM, was shaped by student involvement, and removing these elements without input has left the students feeling silenced. the transformation of Brennan's is a departure from UVM's values of community, sustainability, and student representation. Hopefully, future changes will include student input, restoring the space's identity, and reflecting the diversity and creativity of the student body. I found this article by Ashna really compelling and made it our little news segment for today, because as you know, we've spent a lot of time here at WRUV in Brennan's recently. We had exposure on the road. We had to move Porch Fest inside due to inclement weather, so we had it in there too. And just like on a firsthand account, you can really like kind of feel these changes as someone who is there a lot. In a previous year, like I was there last year for exposure on the road as well, but it's a different feeling that they have in there now. And it's something to think about when you're redesigning a space and kind of how we can still make that space our own as a student body. My last little update, I said at the beginning, I'll say it again now, Wednesday, 6 to 8 p.m., this Wednesday, April 30th, we're having ruminations on their local band here in Burlington with some of WRUV's own, and they will be our last exposure set of the semester. So be sure to tune in on Wednesday from 6 to 8 p.m. We'll be very grateful to have you there, and thank you so much for tuning in general to the station. Your support means so much, and I'm excited to see you all back in the fall semester of my junior year. Wow, time is flying, but that's all I have for you today. My name is DJ B, also just Ivy. I'm usually just Ivy. And you're listening to WRUV 90.1 FM Burlington.